lot of times, other than when you wake up in the morning, that there is a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says somewhat cryptically, the mesucha v'lo mashi yadei mafchid shiva yomei, the shakal mazya v'lo mashi yadei mafchid tlasi yomei, the shakal tufrei v'lo mashi yadei mafchid chad yomei. That if a person bloodlets and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, he's going to be terrified for 7 days, and if a person cuts his hair and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, it's for 3 days, and if a person cuts his nails and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, it's for 1 day. And the Rishonim don't discuss this Gemara very much, they don't say much about it, but it's just quoted in Shulchan Aruch, as is. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Dalet, Sif Yotes, Paskins, Hamekiz Damek, Safim, if someone bloodlets from their shoulders, Velonotel Yadav, Mefachid Zayin Yamim, you should be terrified for 7 days. Hamegaleach Velonotel Yadav, Mefachid Gimel Yamim, someone who shaves, but probably means shaves his head and doesn't wash his hands, should be afraid for 3 days. And anotel siparnavelo notel yadav mefachid yom echad ve'in yodea mima mefachid. He's going to be terrified, and he's not even going to realize why he's terrified. It's going to just be this frightening thing, and that's also straight from the Gemara. The Gemara says lo yada mai kamafchid. He's not even going to realize what it is that's shaking him up. So the question is, what exactly is the gedder of this? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so it seems like a halacha that we certainly have to observe. What's the gedder? What if someone bites his nails? Every time he bites a nail, he's going to have to be notel yadav. What's the issue with taking a haircut? Is the issue with taking a haircut the same thing as scratching your head, touching your hair? If a person puts on tefillin and they touch their hair a little bit, are they also going to have, the person strokes his beard, is he also going to have to wash his hands? What if a person donates blood? What if a person takes a blood test? So all of these things are details related to these halachas that I want to discuss for the next however many minutes we have left, 8 minutes or whatever. So the first one, in terms of cutting fingernails, so Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear that no tilsi parnav, that if someone cuts their fingernails, they are supposed to wash their hands. However, there are many that are melamid zuchus on those who bite their nails or peel their fingernails and don't wash their hands every time they bite their nails. And the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes that in Orchos Rabbeinu, in the Stipler Sanhagos, is Malamid Zchus in the name of the Chazon Ish, that maybe the Chiyuv is only when you actually cut your nails in the normal way, but not when you bite your nails. And he says that maybe we could be Mitzarif, the sheet of the Rav Pa'olim. The Rav Pa'olim writes in Chelek Beis Siman Dalid, and again he writes it in Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Toldos, that the Ikrak Pada of Ruach Ra, when one cuts his fingernails, is only when the fingernails are longer than the basar, that the fingernails are longer than the tip, than the fingertips. They go beyond the fingertips. Typically, someone who bites his nails, the fingernails never get that long because he's bitten them before they've gotten to that point. And therefore, we could be mitzarif that is perhaps a tzad lahakel or a limud zuchus on those who don't wash their hands every time they bite their fingernails. Nevertheless, many poskim generally frown upon the practice of biting nails, not just because it's impolite or could be socially funny in public situations, but because someone who gets into habits that involve that involve doing things without thinking, especially when it involves Chil Shabbos, if it were on Shabbos, is likely to end up biting his nails on Shabbos. So if a person allows himself to get into such a habit, so he's very likely to be Mechal Shabbos. There are stories abound about different Rashi Yeshiva who wouldn't allow Eidei Kiddushin who bite their nails because they were choshed that they were Mechal Shabbos. I don't know if we have to go that far, but certainly it's a habit that's better not to have. But if one has the habit, at least there are some poskim that are melamed zchus that one doesn't have to wash their hands every time. What about when it comes to blood? When it comes to any time a person gets a cut, is that the same as bloodletting, that he's going to have to wash his hands? So in the Sefer Yishei Yisrael, Parak Beis Os Mem Aleph in Ha'aruch Kuf Mem Tes, he quotes from the Nishmas Avram, and Siman Dalet quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that after a blood test, one does not require Netilas Yadayim, because the general rule is, when dealing with an Inyan Skuli, when we deal with something that is Skula related, that is not really something that we can understand, it's not really something that's concrete, Ein L'chabo El Chidusho. If the Gemara is Mechadish something, and the Shulchan Aruch says that we have to do it, the Shulchan Aruch paskins it, yes, we do have to follow that halacha, but we only follow that halacha insofar as it says what to do, and we don't expand it beyond the situation that is explicitly dealt with in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. And it spoke specifically about someone who bloodlets from their shoulder. We don't do that. When we get a blood test, certainly if one donates blood, they're not doing that either. And therefore, Nishmas Avraham comes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach also, that when one donates blood, they also do not have to they do not have to wash their hands afterwards. And if Nishmas Avraham also comes from Shlomo Zalman, that if you get a cut, one does not have to wash their hands afterwards, even if you touch the blood. Now, if you touch the blood, you should probably wash it off, but there's no chiv of Netilas Yadayim in that sense when one bleeds. What about the third issue? When one gets a haircut, the Shulchan Aruch also said that he has to be mefached, that he's going to be mefached, that he's going to be mefached for Gimel Yamim. So what are the gedarim exactly of this? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Dalet, Si'if Chaf Aleph, first of all, Aruch HaShulchan quotes, Magen Avraham really says, Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, that all of the Netilas Yadayim issues that are not related to Hashkama Baboker, all these other extra times where we do Netilas Yadayim, whether the three that I mentioned that are in this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, or whether the ones in the surrounding Si'ifim in Shulchan Aruch, they do not require Netila Gimel Pa'amim. They only require washing hands, but it doesn't have to be a regular Netila B'Kli Gimel Pa'amim where you have to wash three times the way we would wash in the morning. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, though, and it's already in other poskim as well, that when we talk about hair cutting, it's not only hair cutting, someone who rubs his head, scratches his head, is also going to be included in that not requirement. Maybe actually two different requirements we'll discuss in a second. Kaf HaChaim writes in Sivkat and Sadi Gimel that it doesn't matter how you get your hair cut. It doesn't matter whether you use a blade or a machine or a scissor. However one's hair gets cut, it's going to require an Netilas Yadayim. However, it seems that when shaving, it does not require an Netilas Yadayim. Even though the Lashon is Giluach, the poskim, generally speaking, are more makel that when a person shaves, and the Tshuvas Or L'Tzion and Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo both say that when a person shaves their beard, they don't require Netilas Yadayim, and also if a person just trims their payas or something, also doesn't require Netilas Yadayim. It's only when you get a haircut that requires Netilas Yadayim, again, regardless of how the haircut happens. In Tshuvas Van Hagos and Chelik Beis Simon Hei, Rav Sturmbach was asked, what about there's a minhag that many segments of Klal Yisrael have, that when a child turns 3 years old, he gets his first haircut, that he grows his hair until he's 3 years old, and at that first haircut, they ask various rabbis to come and be the mechabid, the rabbi, with cutting a little bit of the child's hair. I remember the first time after I became a rabbi, the first time they asked me to do this, it was and every time since then, it feels a little weird. Like, what's the kibbutz of cutting the child's hair? Rav Shmuel was asked, if you have that kibbutz of cutting the child's hair, so is that does the rabbi have to wash his hands afterwards? Meaning, is it a din on the migaleach, miskaleach, or a din on the migaleach also? Is it a din on both? So first he quotes from the Briska Rav, he says, you know, the Briska Rav said that this minhag, he doesn't know what this is, this doesn't come from anywhere, that a rabbi, you can be mechabit, a rabbi of cutting kids' hair, he thinks it's ridiculous. But ridiculous or not, people do it. So he points out that the Kaf HaChaim writes that it's not only the miskaleach, but also the migaleach that requires Netilas Yadayim, because he's no gea besaros harosh. Now that's a very big difference. Someone who gets his haircut has to wash his hands because he got his haircut. Someone who's cutting hair has to wash his hands because he touched hair. And apparently when you touch hair, that's also something, chofef barosho, requires Netilas Yadayim. The Chazon Ish added that since Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham who's chofef barosho and doesn't wash his hands is going to be mishakech Talmudo, he's going to forget his learning. So the Chazon Ish said it's a violation of Nisra D'Oraisa, that he's violating the law of Pentishkach, that if you're doing a Maisa that's going to cause you to forget your learning, so then it's a violation of the Isra of Pentishkach. But there may be a difference between rubbing or scratching one's head versus just touching the hair. The Lashon is hachofef barosha. That's the Lashon the Shulchan Aruch uses. So it sounds like if you just touch your hair, and the Mishabura Paskins this way in Kuf Samach Dalet Sivkat Nyod, if you just touch your hair, it's not going to require Netilas Yadayim. It's interesting, the Prima Gadim says that when one puts on tefillin, the tefillin shalosh, they should be careful not to touch their hair, because if they touch their hair, they're going to have to do Netilas Yadayim afterwards. So Tzitzel Eliezer already points out in the Tshuva, in the Chelek Yud Beis, in Siman Vav, that that is not the accepted practice, that we assume not like the Prima God, not like that Prima Gadim. You touch your hair, you don't require Netilas Yadayim. It's rubbing, scratching the hair that's going to require Netilas Yadayim. Those are two totally separate Chiyuvim. Apparently, when it comes to the person rubbing the hair, touching the hair, scratching the hair, that's going to require Netilas Yadayim. That's a din in Zaya, that's a din in how dirty and oily the area is. So if you just touch the tips of your hair, it's not as dirty and oily. That's what Rav Vosner points out in the Tshuva, that probably there's a, in Shevet HaLevi, Chel Chesem and Beis, that there's probably a difference between parts of your hair that are covered by a hat or a yarmulke all day, and parts of your hair that are exposed. If a person wears a hat all day, let's say a person is very yeshivish, he wears a hat all day, takes out the garbage with his hat, walks around, he's always wearing his hat all day, so then that hair is going to be gross underneath. So if he touches that hair, maybe even touching it would require Netilas Yadayim. But the reason why you don't have to wash it Netilas Yadayim every time you touch your beard or you touch other hair is that it's not so gross. It's not so, you don't have that zeya. And this is some type of ruach ra, zeya, dirtiness kind of thing, kind of halacha, that may be flexible based on the situation and how dirty one gets when touching the hair.